Hello.
Hello, my name is Jennifer from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, scientists says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate changes in Maryland?
Yes.
Will you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Well, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Thank you. In that case, will you strongly support, somewhat support?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Well, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Mort is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposals. The first one is increasing access to public transportation. You will strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
And the next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Will you support? I couldn't understand that one.
Sure. It's building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this one?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care. Will you support or oppose this?
Family quality?
Expanding quality health care. Will you strongly support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next proposal is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is provided immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this?
Say that again.
Provided immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly.
Thank you. Now the next one is improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Please let me know if you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Convincing.
Okay. The next statement is that the communities who have contributed to the least of the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequity caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the next one is big oil and gas companies.
How many more do we have to go through?
Oh, we're almost finished. It's almost the last part. We are like about, let's see, almost 70% of the survey. So the next statement is that big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help to pay protect Marylanders from climate changes. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Oh, boy. Say that again.
Sure. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
No effect on my opinion.
Thank you. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
No effect on my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion?
No effect.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to customers? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Or strongly? Somewhat support or oppose?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support or somewhat opposed?
Support.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democrat, Donald Trump as a Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Neither one of them.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, we're just asking your age. Do you follow between the
groups? My age?
Yes.
My age?
Yes, do you fall between
85.
Okay, thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And may I know what's your race?
African.
Thank you so much. And may I also have your gender?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, may I also have your gender?
Male.
Thank you so much. And that was pretty much it. I really appreciate your time taking the survey with me today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Huh?
Oh, that was the end of the survey. I told you it was very easy and short. So thank you so much for your help.
Bye.
Bye now.